Slovenia advises against any travel to Iran. I'm Korab Yirgakievsky.
This is Radio SI News at 7.
Israel says it is prepared to respond to any aggression from Iran. Israel's military says its forces are on high alert. Iran has vowed to revenge Israel's airstrikes on its embassy in Syria's capital, which killed 7 Iranians, including 2 army generals. U.S. President Joe Biden says he expects Iran to attack Israel, quote, sooner rather than later. At a press conference, Biden was also asked what his message to Iran was.
What is your message to Iran? What is your message to Iran right now?
Don't. We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel, and Iran will not succeed.
The U.S. has warned its citizens not to travel to Israel for safety reasons. Slovenia's foreign ministry has also advised against any travel to Iran. A man killed 6 people with a knife in a shopping center in central Sydney today. He also injured a number of people, including a 9-month-old baby. The 40-year-old man was then shot dead by the police. Eyewitnesses described the chaos.
I saw people running, like, quite clearly in one direction, and behind them was a man with a knife running towards different people. He was running up to them or, I don't know what he was doing.
And I was hiding in the back room and I was just hearing gunshots. It was just, like, the worst thing ever. Like, who does that to people? I didn't see him properly. I was running. But it was insane. It was insanity. I wasn't expecting it. I thought I was going to die.
The investigation is ongoing, but the police says the attack was not related to terrorism. Finland tops the World Happiness Report. Slovenia ranks 21st. Michael Mansky with the details.
European countries scored well on the annual World Happiness Report. Over the past 3 years, Central and Eastern European countries have overtaken some Western European countries in overall happiness, according to the survey. For the first time, the Czech Republic and Lithuania cracked into the top 20. Slovenia was close behind at number 21. By comparison, Germany was 24th, Spain 36th, and Italy 41st.
In Slovenia, new rules on solar panels enter into force today. The new rules envisage the mandatory installation of solar panels in certain cases, like, for example, on all new buildings with a roof area of more than 1,000 square meters. The same rule applies for new car parks with a surface of more than 1,000 square meters. There will also be exemptions to the rules for facilities where connection to the grid is not possible, where the location or exposure to the sun is inappropriate, or if the building cannot carry the weight of the installation. However, the Chamber of Commerce and Industry warns that many questions remain open regarding the exemptions and the additional pressure on existing distribution networks. Tomorrow's weather, mostly sunny and warm again, with daily highs to range between 22 and 26 degrees in the west of the country, elsewhere from 27 up to 30 degrees Celsius.
Radio SI, traffic update.
And because of an accident, we do have some problems on the A1 highway from Maribor towards Ljubljana. Be careful between St. Rupert and Vransko.
Radio SI.
19:05, dober večer iz Radia SI, kjer vam v tej uri zvrtimo naš Timeless. Tokrat bodo z vami Al Green, The Rolling Stones in pa Frank Sinatra. Naše brezčasje bo sredi ure. Ob 20. uri pa bo čas za Fresh Hour, ko boste slišali nove komade iz naše playliste. Ostanite z nami še naprej.
Wind down. With Radio SI.